Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to the help we get from ASC Certified Technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive. Yeah, we'll help you keep it running like you did to my vehicle this past week. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Denny.
I was mentioning on the air earlier this morning that I had the unexpected pleasure of visiting Lloyd's Automotive this past week. Was it Tuesday? It doesn't make any difference. I was thinking, I think I got a wheel bearing problem. Judging from our show, which I do listen once in a while, you know, as we're talking, maybe learning a little bit here and there, I thought this is kind of a humming sound. Not a real vibration, but just kind of. And I did the trick, we've talked about going down the road, turning right or left, seeing if it disappears, depending which way you turn it, whatever. I was a little nervous, quite honestly, about driving it to Lloyd's under those conditions. I want to ask you about that. Anyway, it turned out to be, a wheel bearing. And could I, you know, was there reason to be kind of nervous about it? What can happen if a wheel bearing really goes bad?
Well, I think you were right on in the fact that you heard something. So that's your first warning. Hey, it's making a little noise. Let's go to the bottom of it. I think people run into trouble when they ignore that noise. And they'll say, oh, it was making noise for a while, a couple months, whatever, but it seems to have gone away. It must have gotten better. Well, it's just the reverse there, the opposite. It's gotten worse where things are loose enough where the noise has kind of gone away. But now there's a lot more free play, a lot more movement than wheel bearing. So obviously the extreme and extremely rare situation where like the wheel bearing come apart and the wheel would kind of dangle there, very unlikely to happen. But we do see them worn enough or loose enough where they'll actually canter enough to even cause excessive wear into the brakes. You'll have things shifting and moving and rubbing into a brake rotor or a caliper, and those situations can also be very dangerous. So if you hear any kind of rotational humming noise when you're driving your vehicle, not necessarily wheel bearing, it could be a tire, it could be something else rotating, but it's enough of a warning, it's your heads up, I need to get this in and get it looked at, because people that ignore that are the ones that run into more trouble. And in those situations, you know, wheel bearing is expensive, as you know, but when you add more repair to it, it just becomes that much more expensive. So it's best to avoid that and get it fixed right the first time.
Yeah, like any other issue. Before I ask you my next question or two, I want to invite our listeners to join in. If you have any kind of a car care question, call us or text us. We always like to say earlier, sooner than later, because Nick takes his leave about 7:45. Our time goes by so quickly. Whatever your question is pertaining to your car, your truck, your van, you need to bring it in for service, but you want to know maybe ahead of the game what could be wrong, call us, text us, 651-461-9226. Your technician, Mike, who's a great technician, by the way, as you know, I didn't have a chance to talk to him, nor did I see him doing the work, but we're talking about a wheel bearing, and in this case it was the right front. You put it on the hoist, and what can the, and I've seen videos, can the tire actually wobble as you're moving it by hand?
Well, what you're doing is you'd grab the top and the bottom and then side to side and kind of chip the load. And if there's free play, that's pretty extreme. Most often what we'd need to do is spin the wheel when it's in the air, put the vehicle in the drive and get the vehicle up to speed. And then, you might need a stethoscope or something to try to identify which wheel is coming from. Because I can tell you, wheel bearings sometimes can get us, even us that have done it our whole lives, chasing our tail a bit. And, it takes sometimes two people that get under there and try to pinpoint the location of that noise. In most cases these days, it's an assembly. So, you pull the wheel off, you pull the brakes off, you get the drive axle out of the way. Sometimes you have to remove some of the steering suspension, but that whole bearing assembly will slide off of the chassis of the vehicle. You'll install the new one and then just reverse order. You put the axle back in, some of the steering suspension if necessary, the brakes back on and the wheel back on. Keep in mind, we live in Minnesota, so sometimes some of those nuts and bolts can be rusty. We might need a little heat, give a little extra tap with a hammer to get things to come apart. But once they're apart, we make sure we clean them thoroughly so they go back together the way they were designed and get you back on the road.
I know I'm dating myself, but I remember a phrase called of repacking wheel bearings. When did that go away?
It's been a while. Most often if we see that's on a trailer or something, because it's one of those things that, it's good that they invented the sealed bearing assembly because everyone forgot to repack their wheel bearings and they'd become loose. The grease would become dirty and then that dirt and grime would get in there and damage the bearings. So you end up replacing them. But essentially what you would do is similar to taking the brakes and the wheels off, but now instead of the whole assembly coming apart in the center of that hub, the wheel bearings, the inner and outer will come out. Once they were removed, you need to clean all that excessive grease and grime from inside that hub. You take the bearings and new grease, and either you have a pump or you do it by hand, and you repack and try to introduce that grease to get the old grease to come out, the new grease to go in. Once you've done that, you reassemble it and you have to properly torque or install the nut and the cotter key so you don't have it excessively loose or excessively tight bearing. So there's a little more of a mechanics hand involved with that process, but doable. So if you have an old enough vehicle or a trailer, you watch a couple of videos and you can see how that process and procedure goes, and you can probably handle that on a weekend yourself.
All right. 651-461-9226, whatever your car care question may be. Another thing that Mike did, and I found out later, and you have to tell me with this, because I think I had this issue before, is he had to straighten out, whatever the term is, I think they called it a dust shield or some kind of protector. Tell me about what that is.
That's another thing that as the seasons change and we get a little more ice and snow on the roads, people will come in and, they drove through a snow drift or something of sorts, and they'll have this scraping, screeching noise coming from the wheel of their vehicle. And what we found is when they designed these vehicles to kind of protect the brakes and some of those rotating components, they put a tin shield on the inboard side to keep anything from coming up in the road to get caught up in there. Well, that tin with age and with our climate and salt and, those things that we talked about might get a little bit corroded or might rust a bit, might swell up a bit. And you catch that wrong chunk of ice or snow and it can kind of tweak that shield and that can make contact with the brake rotor ever so slightly, kind of like a record player. And as it rotates, it kind of scrapes a little bit. You hear that noise. So not a big repair. You get it up in the air and you can usually reposition or tweak it, as we like to call them, to give them a little bit of that air gap to keep from them rubbing. And that, not much of a repair at all, to be honest. You just kind of get it back on the road and people are happy.
All right. Like me. And it's probably my imagination, Nick, but I swear that my car moves faster. It's almost like there's less drag. It's like getting my car washed and it works better.
Well, there's some truth to that. People come in and they have a noise, and we spend a lot of time trying to figure it out and get it fixed up. And oftentimes, once you've repaired whatever's known, broken or bad or worn, you tell them it is fixed and it is good, and that puts their mind at ease, and you get back in the road and you might say, Oh, do I still hear that? I'm hearing things. The guys at the shop told me it was fine. They inspected it. They repaired it. They did whatever had to be done. I trust them. So that noise is gone. And by the next day, they've forgotten about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice job. Thanks to Mike. Great job. All right. We need to take a break. Let's invite our listeners again to join in. Any kind of a car question. Again, we urge you to do it sooner rather than later. We're getting a couple of texts here I want to field. But don't wait. We'd love to help you out. 651-461-9226. Stay with us. November 1st today, brand new month on this Saturday. And do not forget to set your clocks back. We fall back overnight tonight. We lose daylight saving time when we're back to standard time early tomorrow morning. So set those clocks back 1 hour. Here on News Talk 830, this is WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. We're here thanks to Nick Stauffer from Lloyd's Automotive every Saturday in the 7 o'clock hour, right after the 7 o'clock news break. Nick, for those listeners, we have brand new listeners all the time. We appreciate that. If those listeners need some help from Lloyd's, how do we find you guys?
Yes, sir. And before I give you that information, I want to, speaking of our listeners, it's my in-laws' anniversary today, and I think it's their 51st, so congrats to them. And, you know, they listen to me every week, which is kind of nice. I have at least two listeners I know that are behind me. My family's usually asleep, so, you know, it's nice to have them listening, and congratulations.
I should say.
Yeah, as far as Lloyd's goes, you can reach us at 651-228-1316. If you're on Grand Avenue in St. Paul, we're at 982 Grand. And if the weather's nice, stop and say hi. And if you need any other information, you can look at our website and get that at lloydsautomotive.net.
Very good, Nick. We'll get that information out to our listeners before you take your leave, which is about 7:45 this morning. Call us, text us, any kind of a car care question. Maybe you're concerned about your vehicle. You might want to know what could be ailing, and Nick will give you a little diagnosis over the air. Just call us, text us. 651-461-9226. Listeners have done just that. Nick, here's one. 2015 Nissan Altima at highway speeds, a loud hum is created. It feels like the engine is running at too high of RPM, but 1,500 RPMs are showing. I have older all-season tires on the car that show uneven wear. The car runs fine otherwise, except for that loud hum at highway speeds. What could be the problem? I'm sure it could be any of these that he's listing. The engine, tires, muffler, or what?
Absolutely. I think that the key is that they said highway speed. So maybe something as their speed increases, the frequency and the volume of that, the tires are moving faster. So that's a good test. Take it in. One thing they can do is try rotating those tires. They mentioned uneven wear. Maybe if there's some cupping or abnormal wear, they can rotate them in a manner where they're spinning the other direction, see if the noise goes away. If the tires are aged, sometimes that rubber does start to dry out a bit and create that uneven wear, and there might be due for a set of tires. So even though they might not be worn out due to the age of the tires, if you have a low mile or you don't drive much, you might be due for a set of tires before winter falls on us.
See, another tire question just came in, too. It's a 2008 Toyota Prius. The tire pressure light came on. Let me see. It's kind of jumped all over. Checked all the tires and needed to fill two of them. They are all at 35 PSI, but it's been 2 days now, and the light is still on. What else could it be?
Well, some vehicles will have a reset procedure. You know, sometimes there's a button. Sometimes, you know, you go to that trusty owner's manual, and you'll find a procedure. You go online, you can find a procedure. Typically, if the light is on solid, it's not seeing the right pressure, it needs to be reset. If the light is flashing, it's telling you that it doesn't see one of those sensors. So this time of the year, we get a lot of low tires. As the temperatures cool, those pressures will adjust just a couple PSI, not significant, but just enough to trigger that light. So you have to stop in when you have service, have them top off the air. And like I said, some vehicles require a procedure of driving for a period of time. Sometimes there's a sequence of some of the controls on the dash, but each vehicle is a little different. So that light is on. Do a little research. If you can't, you know, can't figure it out on your own, go to your shop, your dealership. I'm sure they can get you fixed up pretty quick.
Very good. Again, our phone number is also our text number, 651-461-9226. There's a 2016 Volvo XC70, 90,000 miles on it. One tire, a lot of tire questions today. One tire continues to lose pressure. I have a feeling we're going to get a lot of these this season. Drops from 36 PSI to 20 every 2 weeks. Does not appear to have any punctures. Has good tread. Could it be the seal on the rim?
It absolutely could be the seal. Could be the valve stem. You may not see a puncture, but there's still maybe one there. And one thing I want to tell folks is, you know, we let the tire get low. We get it topped off. But if you keep topping it off and topping it off, and that tire gets low, when the tire is low on pressure and we're driving it, that sidewall is taking much more load, and it can actually wear and damage that sidewall. So you may not realize it. You don't see it visually on the outside, but when we remove that tire from the wheel, there will be a whole handful of rubber particles that have collected in the bottom of the wheel there, and that's the sidewall of the tire. So you can't ignore that. You can't say, oh, I'll get to it later. I'll just keep filling it up, because at some point in time, you damage that tire beyond repair. Now you need a tire. Depending on the type of vehicle, you might need more than one. So if your tire is losing air, top it up, pay attention to it. If it goes forever without adding again, you're good to go. But if you're like, oh, I just topped this tire off, and now here it is 2 weeks later, it's down from 35 to 20, that's pretty significant, and that will cause wear on that tire. So get that in, have somebody look at it, repair the leak, and get you back on the road before you need to buy a tire.
Well, now you got me thinking. I have that readout on my dash, which I look at all the time, and I think cold temperatures, the pressure is generally, at least in my cars, about 32, 33. Does that sound about right?
Inside the, you open the driver's door and there's a placard there that'll tell you the pressure at cold. So, and you don't have to overthink this, folks. I don't want people panicking because it's that time of the year. Everybody's tires will adjust. You top them up a little bit and you'll be just fine. I'm talking about the scenario where you know actively, like I keep adding air every 2 weeks. If you do that too many times, that is going to damage the tire and it will have to be replaced. So it's just don't ignore it. Don't get to it later. Stop what you're doing. Next time you need air, take it in, have that thing fixed for you.
But you can if your car is parked outside, subject to this cold, extreme weather at this time of year, can you add, what would you suggest? Maybe depending where it is. Let's say it's at 32 pounds and it goes down to 31 or 30. If you put it up to, 34 overnight, that's cool.
What we do is when people come in at this time of year, we always add just a couple, 2-3 PSI, just enough to satisfy that sensor. You know, keep in mind when you start your vehicle in the morning, the tires are at the lowest pressure they're going to be. That's why when you look at the placard, it's going to say certain PSI cold air or cold temp. Well, you start driving your vehicle, once those tires start to heat up, the air is moving around, the oxygen gets a little more excited, it's bouncing around inside that tire, the tires will inflate a little bit. Just a couple PSI, not significant. So you do have a bit of a window there, 2-3 PSI. Now, I don't want you going out there and say, no, it says 32, I'm going to put 45 in it. That's too much. Don't do that. But if it's 32 and you go to 35, you're fine. Therefore, on that cold morning when it dips down to 33, 34, it loses that 1 or 2 PSI, you start driving, they warm back up, you're not dealing with this tire light. And, you know, usually we'll see this, like I said, it's almost every car, it seems like, has an issue with their tires this time of the year. But don't be alarmed, don't be worried, top them up 2-3 PSI like you mentioned, and you'll be just fine.
Very good. Hang on, Nick. We're going to take a break for weather, see what the weatherman is promising here for the next few days of this brand new month. Do not forget to set your clocks back 1 hour overnight tonight. We lose daylight saving time back to standard time early tomorrow morning. As I said, weather's coming up. Stay with us. News Talk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASC Certified Technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive, answering those car care questions till just about 7:45 this morning. Among other things, we have more tire questions coming in. Nick, let's see if we can help this listener out. Bought a BMW X5 SUV this summer, he or she says. It came with high-performance summer tires on it. I'm assuming, texter says, I need different tires for winter. Should I just ditch the OEM summer tires for all-season tires or buy winter-specific tires and switch back and forth with the OEM summer tires? So a couple of choices there.
So we, you know, as you know, we get this question from time to time, and I usually say that a good all-season tire fits most vehicles on the road. This vehicle in particular, depending on the trim and the wheels, if it's got the big go-fast V8 engine in there, it might call for handling purposes for those summer tires. Those situations might be a case where I tell somebody to go, you know, go find a winter tire wheel package. Another nice thing, too, is that they can oftentimes recommend the change in the wheel size to help with that profile of the tire to make it a little bit taller. Some of the issues we have on these higher performance tires is the tread design, but also that very low profile tire doesn't give the sidewall much flex. So sometimes on those snowy and icy conditions, a very stiff tire doesn't get the best traction. So in this case, I'd probably have them contact their shop or the dealership, whoever they take that vehicle for service, have a conversation, do a little research. You got a little bit of time left here. You know, you got another, hopefully we don't have that white stuff for another few weeks or what have. But I would look at that seriously. This might be one of those situations where you do want to get a second set of winter tires and wheels for that vehicle.
Yeah, good idea. Listener sent this text in. The heater control knob on my older Toyota Sienna won't turn all the way to cold. I think I turned it into fast and something may have slipped out of place. What kind of auto repair shop fixes this? A regular mechanic or a body shop, do you think? Texter wants to know.
I think a mechanical shop, the place where you have all your regular mechanical service would do that job for you. But I'm curious what might have happened. I wonder if, you know, everything's kind of set inside of that control. Maybe the knob itself slipped. So maybe you really are getting the full temperature extremes. One thing I would ask, if you turn the knob to the left, you can see the arrow point. I'm assuming it's not making all the way to the cold side. But if you go all the way to the hot, does it go past the hot setting? Like the knob is indexing correctly. So that might be as simple as something as that. If there's something inside that controller that's stripped or damaged, that might be a little more work there. So I would have somebody get a peek at it and give you an assessment and an estimate.
Nick, here's a rotation question. Texter wants to know, after 9,000 miles, do you think tires should be rotated even if all four tires' tread depth measure the same?
People always ask, how often do you rotate your tires? So as I've said before, I bought a new truck last year, and every time I change the oil, I rotate the tires. The tire design's kind of very aggressive, so they're easily to get abnormal wear. So not just the tread depth, but if it gets any kind of cupping or uneven wear, that can also affect the tire life. And tires are very expensive, so we want to get as many miles as possible. So based on your driving style, based on the vehicle, the tires, that's going to change. I would think 9,000 miles is quite a few miles. I'd probably want to at least, you know, get them on the other side of the vehicle so they're going the opposite way down the road, which will kind of help prolong their life, make them wear on the other edge of the tire. But it's kind of case by case, and it's a visual inspection, and you got to trust the pros to give you the best advice.
Yeah, for sure. Listener sent this text, 2021 Toyota Sienna Hybrid, and they're telling me, I imagine at a shop or dealer, I need to do the oil change only every 10,000 miles and a tire rotation every 5,000 miles. I was just curious, Texter says, I'm so used to changing my oil at least every 5,000 miles. I realize it's synthetic, just wanted your opinion on both tire rotation and the oil change. There's one we get a lot.
That is one we get a lot, and I would do it. I would reverse it. I would do the oil every 5,000, maybe the tires every other oil change, you know, case by case. But as you know, Danny, we feel very strongly about changing the oil at 5,000 miles on a synthetic oil. Not many vehicles use conventional oil anymore, but if you do have a conventional oil, you can go 3,000 miles on that. But the synthetic oil, we could talk in length for days about why, but it kind of comes down to the repairs that we're seeing. There's a lot more mechanical, timing-type wear. They use oil for a lot more than just lubricating. They use it for variable valve timing, a lot of things, and there's a lot of small passages that need good, clean oil. We don't want any carbon or any kind of sludge building up in those areas, so change your oil, good quality filter every 5,000 miles, and that'll keep your engine running happy.
I'm looking at a text, Nick, that it's about a Lexus RX 500H. No particular question about that in particular. But the question I think is a good one. If I brought it in for service, would you, with Lloyd's, check for any recall notices on the vehicle? Do your guys do that?
Actually, I do believe, I don't remember the website, but I think any of us can. So if you get online, you know, do a search online. You know, any recalls on my vehicle, there's going to be a website that's going to pop up. You can put that vehicle identification number in, query that, and it'll pop up and tell you. You can also call the dealership and give them that same number, and they should be able to tell you. That information is available for anyone to find. You know, it's required by law, it's shared. Now, every time you take your vehicle into a shop, are they going to look for that? Not necessarily. If something related to the repair that they're doing a little research, it might come up in that investigating, but is it necessarily something they're going to look at every time?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're right. It's available online. Bless you. Salud. My son, texter says, has a 2008 Buick Lucerne. When he turned on the heat for the first time this year, an engine light showed up on the dash and indicated that the thermostat was at fault. He's good heat coming out of the driver's side. Of the passenger side is blowing cold air. Also, hot air blowing into the back seat. Is this a blend door issue?
I think they might be onto something there. Usually, if we have inconsistent temperature driver to the passenger side and we have like a dual zone type heating and cooling system, one of those mode or temperature doors is jammed up, it can be broken, the motor actuator might not be operating properly, something can be out of sequence. So this time of the year, especially if it's blowing cold air, you're not going to want that when the temperatures get a bit colder. So I would have that brought in, figure out what it is. Hopefully it's not the most difficult actuator to access. You know, there's many of them in those heater control boxes. Some of them are readily available just at the base of the dashboard. Unfortunately, some of them, however, like on the back of the dash, which means you need to do some disassembly to get to them. So get that looked at, figure out which actuator door it might be, get that fixed up before the temperatures get too cold.
Yeah. I think we have time maybe for one more, Nick, and this kind of jumps around, so bear with me. 2018 Subaru, we are getting intermittent messages for the TPMS to check the owner's manual. We brought it into a service place, and the message was not on at the time. They could not see anything wrong with the monitoring system, so they didn't fix anything. Should we just have them replace the sensors anyway?
I probably wouldn't do that. They can be a little costly. You know, most cases, you remove the tire from the wheel. You have to separate the tire from the wheel once it's off the vehicle. You replace the sensor, you have to program the sensor. But if this light was on, now it's off, it might just be that that tire pressure needed a little adjusting like we touched on earlier. So this time of the year, people will say, I started my vehicle this morning, the tire light was on my way here, it went off. Well, it's because as we were driving, the tires heated up a little bit, we got that extra 1 or 2 PSI in there, satisfied the system, the light went off. The solution is you just add another pound or two of pressure just to get them up just a little bit above that threshold. So in the morning when it's cold, the tires don't dip below that spot. So it's, you know, it's a normal thing. Doesn't cause for any alarm. Don't be worried. Just take it in when you get serviced. They'll adjust the pressure and it'll be just fine.
Okay, I think we have time maybe for one more. Any particular text or question that comes in, I'll save, Nick, for next week. We'll open up the show with those so we don't leave someone out here. Nick, texter says, when rotating tires, should they also be balanced each time?
That's another fair question. I don't think it's necessary every time, but if you're noticing it doesn't ride the same, has a little bit of a shimmy or, you know, something's a little bit off, you know. Typically, a tire out of balance slightly, you're going to have a slight feel to it. If something's significant, it's very clear. But if you're noticing something a little bit off, you might mention, say, you know, I'm due for rotation. I also feel like the vehicle is not as smooth as it was. That might be a good time to do that. You know, rebalance them. A lot of wheels use those sticky weights, so they're pretty stout, so we don't lose any. So you don't have to worry about that. But I would, I don't think it's necessary every time, but every so often, probably not the worst idea.
One more quick one, and this is not a question. Well, it is a question. Remember that texter that had a picture of Dan Burns changing the oil on his Corvette?
Yes.
He wants to know, did Nick receive the picture?
We did, and Dan, we were looking, and he goes, how old do you think that is? Which is, and he was in this week too. So, you know, it's, I'm sorry I missed you, but, you know, Dan was in, so I got to spend some time with him. And,
oh, neat.
It's you know, it's so funny as I've done this my whole life, as you get to the point where you get to own the place and all of a sudden everyone else is gone. Like they were there as you're working your way through. So, you know, anytime you want to stop by, Dan or Danny, I would love to have you.
Outstanding. All right. That's great. All right, Nick, thanks so much. Again, for those folks that need help, as you say goodbye, how do we find Lloyd's?
Yes, sir. So if you have a question, we will always answer it. Don't worry. You can reach us at 651-228-1316. And if you're looking for us in St. Paul, we're at 982 Grand Avenue, which is the corner of Grand and Chatsworth. And finally, if you need any information, you can find it on our website, which is lloydsautomotive.net.
Thanks for the help, Nick. We will talk 1 week from today.
Sounds like a deal. Thanks, Denny.
Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.